Hey there, Chris Barker here, Work Life Podcast. Today's episode, we talk about changing your thinking, and it can change your life. Stay tuned. So today's episode, I was searching how you could change your thinking and how it can change your life. Searching on Google, and I ran into this article. So basically, that's what I'm going over. When I looked at where it came from, it was steemit.com, steemit.com, and the user on there was JavyBar, and he had no other names on there to give credit for some of this. But in this, he writes, "I changed my thinking and it changed my life. It is very shocking that we may be having a hard time to survive and don't realize our thoughts have taken us there to begin with. It takes a lot to face it and accept it, but that is just the first step of the process. Once you see your days differently, with eyes of opportunities that have not been discovered yet, it will boost your well-being every day of your life." But there's always good news when it comes to changing your thinking. It doesn't cost you anything. You are a free thinker that can turn your thoughts around in a way to change your life forever. Cool thoughts, like bullet points, was the next thing I was going to read through this. "You are always amazing. Don't try to be perfect. You can go through fire and still not get burned. Become someone legendary to achieve your dreams. Clear your mind, body, and soul to show what you're really made of. Love is like a box of chocolates because you never know what you are going to get. Be there for your loved ones when it rains, and they'll know you'll stand with them when it shines." Personally, I've failed that. My past relationships and my family, I did not succeed in that, and it's a shameful part of my life. "The power of your words depends on the power of your actions. Save your life or save yourself. Your life is 100% your responsibility." And here's the one I like. "Make your future bigger than your past." That's a good one. Moon goes on to say, "Take care of your dreams today, so your dreams take care of you tomorrow. Your kindness will always return to you in any way, shape, or form." Definitely. Give, give, and it comes back around. Here we go, some more. "If you want to get an education, just travel the world." That sounds fun. "Beautiful things in life are beautiful because they are hard to achieve. Got to put in the work." Let's see. "Love everybody the same way you love yourself. If you don't love yourself, you have no one to love." "You change the world by changing yourself and providing a little bit of kindness every day." Here's a really good one. "Never look down on someone unless you are helping them up." I almost made the title of the podcast that, because I like that. "Take care of your body so your body takes care of you." Goes on, "You can't give others what you don't have. If you do, you're giving part of yourself away." Okay. "Embrace your dreams with passion, and love and money will come often to you." If you want the world to change, just look at yourself in the mirror and you will see where to start. Yep. Looks like that was all. That was the majority of. There's more in the article. It's a short article. Anyways, that was on steamit.com. All I did is I searched how I changed my thinking, changed my life, and I found that. There's a bunch of stuff in there. So there's good stuff in there to check out. So once you see your days differently with eyes of opportunity, that for sure stood out, because it goes back to what I was talking about in the second episode about looking at a different perspective of looking at things to where, is this a problem, or do I come to this thinking that way that's a problem, or do I come to this situation thinking there's no problems, there's solutions. So how can I bring solutions to the situation? And so with that, you're looking different at everything. Because whatever you focus on, you always get more of it. If you're always looking for problems, you always get problems. If you are looking for opportunities and solutions, you find them. So you find what you're looking for. And a lot of it is the perspective you see. You find the good in a situation. And now, granted, you know, an explosion like what happened that we saw all over social media, which I don't watch the news, so I see that more of the explosion in Beirut. You know, I don't know ever how to find the good in that. But I'm talking about in general. If you're a person that looks for opportunity, that looks to find solutions, it's different. Things are way different for you and much more enjoyable, much more challenging and rewarding. Really feels so good to fix something, to help someone. It feels so much better rather than looking down on someone that you're reaching your hand out to give them assistance and help. And these things can make such a difference in every day. And then also goes back to that there's always something good, because you can always find a different way to look at it, and you always have control of yourself. You always have control of that. So you can always look at something in a good way. Always. You 100% have control of you. You don't have control of others, but you completely have control of you. You can always decide and change your thought process and your thinking and make a difference all the time. It's so cool. And it's free. You are a free thinker. You have the freedom always to look at a situation and see the good, or look for a solution and see how you can help. That's 100% free. It doesn't cost you anything. No one can think for you. You can believe what others are thinking. You can be one that is following a good idea. You can be one that's following a bad idea. But you have 100% choice of what you're going to think and believe and what path you're going to follow. So you have that free forever. It's always free. And then thinking about you're always amazing. This is my outlook on this completely. I believe that I am created in the image of God. I believe in all creation. I believe there was a creator. So for me, if that is the way you look at it, that you were patterned after his thoughts and the way he is, we are so much more than we think we are. If we're created in the image of God, that makes me to believe we're creators, that we are so much more than we realize. And the human race has completely been downplayed If there's any evil out there, it is a great evil. It's the downplaying of who we are and how we are created and what we are created to be. Because that's all I see is this downplaying of people. People are bad. And I'm not saying there's bad out there. But in the way we are meant to be, we are amazing, completely beautiful, and creators, and we just can do so much. And you see the creative mind in everybody. It might be different things, but everybody is creative, whether artist, musician, entrepreneur. There's just this sense of creation within us. And when we lose that, who we are, and we lose this whole mindset of looking at things different, you see the opposite grow. Boredom, depression, hatred, hate for oneself, just all kinds of, talk about a rabbit hole. And with the news and society going in down this rabbit hole, what are you getting more of and more of? And despair and more and more. Whereas if it was different, you know, if there was a whole different thinking process, and all of a sudden the news came on and it's like, you are amazing, you can do so much, all that positive coming out, the world would change just in that message alone. That's what I like about the part he said in this little bullet point. Become someone legendary. You know how simple that is? You will be legendary if you just change your thought process every day. It's free. Doesn't hurt. You can do it forever. And you can just change the world and be legendary. That's so cool. You know, can you imagine that? Just a day after doing that for a while, people start to be affected by what you're bringing into the room or into the job site, whatever it is. It's amazing. And then I really dig on the make your future bigger than your past. I did a lot of cool things when I was younger. Opened a business. I was a musician, still play a little bit, but not really much at all. Got to play and help a bunch of kids with music and go and do some shows and impact a lot of young people in a positive way. And a lot of cool things happened, but that's my past. And then there's a lot of bad things that happened. You know, I disappointed my daughters, my ex-wife who divorced me. I was a disappointment because I checked out of life. I moved on and I hurt them so bad, I don't even know how to fix it. So me looking at make your future bigger or make your future better than your past is like all I have. And it's free and I can do it. Another part that was good that stood out for me. You change the world by changing yourself and providing a little bit of kindness every day. Yeah, I mean, gosh, that's so cool. You change the world by changing yourself and providing a little bit of kindness every day. Just a little. All it takes is a little. And then, again, my favorite, never look down on someone unless you are helping them up. That's cool. I like that. So easy. I don't know why the human race likes to, you know, do the backbiting, the look down, to, you know, the shows you show people's despair or how they're failing on TV, and there's a rejoicing in that. And I don't know if it's something we like to see or talk about sometimes because it kind of validates that we're okay or something. But you know, I was watching Hoarders and I was thinking, you know, no matter who you are, if you focus on the wrong thing long enough, you can find yourself in that same position to where you're negative thinking, maybe being a victim or whatever it is, can take you down that road of despair and put you in that. So you can't judge. Because who are you to say you couldn't be there yourself? I spent a lot of years saying I'd never do this or that. And all I was doing at times was lying to myself. I spent a lot of time doing that. Probably still do. But now it's time to admit the tough, hard things so that I can change my thoughts to think differently, and then I'll get a different result. So I'm going to wrap this up, and what I'm going to wrap it up with is, if you want the world to change, just look at yourself in the mirror and you will see where to start. For me, I spent some time and still struggle with it. Were there some loved ones in my family or in my life that I'm like, well, they haven't reached out to me. They haven't shown love and care for me when I have been down. But I can't put that off on them. I can't. I can do what I can do for me. And I can heal and I can learn and I can grow. I can't blame it on someone else. I want to change the world. It starts with me. I look in the mirror. My biggest problem is, what is the person in the mirror thinking? And how can I change that? And obviously I can. I need to learn how. I hope this is helpful and that you can also grab something out of it. If you got one thing out of the bullet points on that article, and you run with that, number one, it's free. Number two, you can do it. And it's a place to start. So have a good day or night or whatever you are in the world. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your work. And have fun doing it. This is Chris Barker, the Work Life Podcast.